Turn off the iPad. There you go.
It's off.
You are listening to WJRH 104.9 FM, Lafayette College Radio, Easton, Pennsylvania.
This is Pass the Ox with hosts Edward Ruger, Daniel Goodman, and Alec Flanagan.
You can visit our website on WJRH.org or call the station at 610-330-5316.
So what did you guys do?
Nothing. I waited for this show to come back.
In just one of those states, catatonic?
Yeah, it was another one of those one-week hiatuses.
Yeah, we're back from another one-week hiatus, guys. It's good to be back. It feels good.
It does.
We got some warm weather back in the studio.
A very, very warm studio.
It's true.
It's awful.
It is toasty.
It's horrific, honestly.
This is what we put up for our three viewers out there.
Because we love you. Let's see how many viewers we have. We'll get that going. But first, do we want to read some ads?
Yeah, so here we go. Right now, nearly 30% of U.S. students aren't finishing high school. In many places, it's even higher than that. And fixing it is a responsibility that we all share. I urge everyone to take responsibility for encouraging the high school students in your communities, to support them, to challenge them, push them a little, and do whatever it takes to help them make it through. Do your part by going to boostup.org and giving a student the boost that's needed to make it to graduation. A message from the U.S. Army and the Ad Council.
Are you sure that's also from the Ad Council?
I'm positive. The Ad Council really likes their ads.
They do.
It's good stuff.
So I can't find it right now. I have to pull up a different browser. But we'll have those numbers to you soon.
Yeah. We're reliable.
Those getting really excited about the numbers. Yeah. Sorry about that one.
Yeah. I'm sorry to make you wait.
It's building suspense.
It does.
It's maybe not for them, for us.
But that's how you get the numbers going.
It's true. It's true.
Have passion and excitement. And speaking of that, I think we should get our first song going.
Yeah. Alec, what's our first song of the day?
It's got to be Ain't No Rest for the Wicked by Cage the Elephant, because you know how it is.
I was walking down the street when out the corner of my eye I saw a pretty little thing approaching me. She said, I never seen a man who looks so all alone. Could you use a little company? If you pay the right price, your evening will be nice and you can go and send me on my way. I said, you're such a sweet young thing, why you do this to yourself? She looked at me and this is what she said. Oh, there ain't no rest for the wicked. Money don't grow on trees. I got bills to pay, I got mouths to feed. There ain't nothing in this world for free. I know I can't slow down, I can't hold back, though you know I wish I could. I know there ain't no rest for the wicked until we close our eyes for good. Not even 15 minutes later, I'm still walking on the street when I saw the shadow of a man creep out of sight. And then he swept up from behind, he put a gun up to my head. He made it clear he wasn't looking for a fight. He said, give me all you got, I want your money, not your life. If you try to make a move, I won't think twice. I told him, you could have my cash, but first you know I gotta ask, what made you wanna live this kind of life? He said, there ain't no rest for the wicked. Money don't grow on trees. Money from the church. He stuck his bank account.
with righteous dollar bills. But even still, I can't say much because I know we're all the same. Oh, yes, we all seek out to satisfy those thrills. You know there ain't no rest for the wicked. Money don't grow on trees. We got bills to pay, we got mouths to feed. There ain't nothing in this world for free. I know we can't slow down, we can't hold back, though you know we wish we could. I know there ain't no rest for the wicked until we close our eyes for good.
Pause, pause, pause. Shh.
So I guess that song goes out to everyone out there with exams either last week or this week, because, you know, there ain't no rest for the wicked.
Mm. Money don't grow money. On trees.
It's true. It's true.
We're all looking at Alec. We feel like he should say words.
Dude, I was waiting for the participation there.
Silly Alec.
They actually just stole all of my words.
Really?
It's just incredible, yeah.
That makes me feel kind of proud. I'm not going to lie.
I was just... living that college life down in the I don't
really know about that. Okay, did we steal your words again?
Yeah, it happened. That's it happened all over again.
That's a shame. I'm sorry. I wish I could return them, but
you
I can't. But you can give us some new words here, Alec.
Yeah, how about some pet adoption,
please? I'd love pets.
Where should we start? Just like we think our pets do funny things, they probably think the same about us. Like, why do we talk incessantly on those things we call cell phones? Or why do we always hide their toys in the same place? But despite any funny habits you may have, a shelter pet will love you no matter what. A person is the best thing to happen to a shelter pet. Be that person. Adopt. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the ShelterPetProject.org.
Real talk.
It's an admirable cause. Alec, do you have any pets?
I don't.
Do you have any
pets?
I actually have two dogs. I have a dog named Maggie and a dog named Zelda.
Ah, Zelda.
Yep.
Like the video game or what?
Like the video game, not the Fitzgerald.
Boy, that's respect.
I know. It's.
I respect it.
She's awesome. She's huge. She's like a tiny lion.
Tiny lion. What breed?
It's a Labrador.
It's a Labrador.
Yeah, it's this, she's this yellow lab.
Mm.
She's huge and looks like a lion. Not even kidding. And I know lions are cats. Alex looking at me all weird. But
yeah, that's not what I was going to say. I was just, I had a yellow lab at my mom's house, but he was just white. So not anywhere close to a lion. That's what I was thinking about.
I like it.
I like it too.
Unless it's like an albino lion. And he's just too fat to be a lion then.
Much like every time Alec talks, I think here it goes again.
That's not what I was thinking.
Yeah.
Alec, how was your weekend? A good weekend?
It was interesting.
It was an interesting weekend, yeah.
It was a really slow weekend?
It was slow.
I was pretty tired today, that's for sure. Bad Monday.
Case of the Mondays, yep. Don't we all? And how was your weekend?
My weekend was pretty great, you know? Relaxing, quiet.
Pretty quiet weekend.
Pretty quiet weekend.
Yeah, so to Olivia and Mallory out there, thank you for listening in. Olivia, I do not have hot Cheetos for you, but I might go and get some to thank you for listening.
Flaming hot Cheetos.
Flaming hot Cheetos.
Yeah, of course.
Of course. Flaming hot.
There are no other as great as those.
Those Cheetos. Bars.
And then Mallory, I don't know if I even have anything for you. I'll think of something. I'll think of something.
And to Lauren Steinitz, we know you're not listening, Lauren. We know.
That sounds really creepy.
That's the point. I told her I'd give her like a creepy, creepy shout out. Yeah. I'm going to send her the link.
You did the job.
Yeah.
Yeah, you did.
Thank you.
You did.
Thank you. That's all I've ever wanted to hear.
You did a creepy job?
No, I did the job.
Ah.
I ignored the creepy part. So it makes me feel proud.
So you could say it did the job.
It got the job done.
It got the job done.
Slightly above mediocre.
Slightly above mediocre. Bingo.
For those of you who aren't familiar with the man, the myth, the legend, Alec Flanagan.
DJ Flan.
The Flan Man. DJ Flan. He's a man of many names. He has this rating system because he's impossible to please. So anytime we go anywhere and get food, it could be the most amazing food he'd ever eat, but it would sit on a 1 to 10 scale. What would you rate it as?
If it was like really good?
Mm-hmm.
Pretty darn good is probably about like an 8.
Is like an 8?
Yeah.
What's the average for the food that you've had here?
Go with not bad.
Mm.
Which is about like a 6.
So, as one would say, it gets the job done.
Yes.
Yeah. Step above a 5, which is mediocre.
I thought a 5 was it gets the job done.
No, mediocre is a 5. It's right in the middle.
Mediocre is a 5?
Mediocre is okay. Average. Yeah.
It's a median. Statistics.
Bars.
Bars. Plots. All right. That was very bad.
Yeah. It was pretty bad.
It was quite a bad thing,
hey.
I would say.
I didn't know where that one was going, to be honest.
Yeah, but now you do.
Yeah, now you do.
Now we got Bad Things by Machine Gun Kelly and Camila Cabello.
See, now you guys get it. That was a good one, right?
Yeah.